The shortage of women pursuing careers in fields like science and engineering continues to be a challenge for companies here in the Granite State and across the country. A study last year found that nationwide, women account for roughly half of the college-educated workforce, but less than a third of those working in science and engineering. There's an effort to change that trend in New Hampshire by introducing young women to those fields early on. A Girls in Technology Day in Manchester this month drew 250 female high school students from across southern New Hampshire. I went there to see what it's all about. Making my way through the sea of students inside the vendor fair at Manchester Community College, I stop at the Microsoft booth and find a group of girls playing Xbox.
I need to stop jumping.
Why am I jumping?
There's a bit of a learning curve, so Melissa Dunham, who's manning the booth, offers some tips.
Show you where the ball is, and you can kind of work over that way.
Dunham works at the Microsoft store at the Rockingham Park Mall in Salem.
Girls that are coming over that literally have never played a video game, or they've played a little bit, are absolutely killing it on this game Rocket League, which is basically soccer but with cars, and they're brutal, so they're just as competitive as the boys are.
Dunham is here as part of a company-wide initiative to get more young women involved in careers in the fields of science, technology, engineering and math, or STEM.
I go to a lot of schools, I work with a lot of groups, and I do see how heavily weighted the technology courses and classes tend to be towards younger boys. If I go to teach a class, it'll be probably, 15% girls, and the rest will be boys.
Dunham says being able to recruit at an event like this, where it's just girls, can help change that.
You get them interested in the actual gaming aspect, and then you tell them, oh, hey, you can make this. You can create this. Is that something you'd be interested in? And of course, their eyes get wide and they're like, I can build something like this. I can make my own game, my own characters.
After, I ask Katie DeValle, one of the students who was playing the video game, why she's here.
Really, I just want to show that girls can do things with technology and show that you don't have to be a certain gender to really branch out into a certain career.
DeValle is a freshman at the Manchester School of Technology. She shares her own experience of being told at times she didn't belong in these fields.
Just kids around me, guys who were also in robotics, telling me I couldn't do this because I was a girl and I should be painting my nails, brushing my hair, being girly. I feel like some people are just stuck in stereotypes, and I want to break that.
And that's exactly what today's event is all about, says Mark McGrath, who works in admissions at Manchester Community College and helped organize the program. Now in its fifth year, the day includes hands-on workshops for students.
They're doing things from welding to computer application design to, wastewater treatment. They're really doing a lot of different things. So it's the variety, they're having fun, and they're learning new things. That's what we hear mostly. And they like the pizza.
I think everybody in high school probably likes the free pizza.
Yeah.
Sparks fly in the college's welding lab as a group of students are watching instructors show how to use the equipment. Dan Shabbat is a teacher in the welding program and says he's all for anything that gets more young people interested in the field, male or female.
We have such a demand right now. We can't man the jobs as it is now. So, girls in technology, folks coming here today having an opportunity to do a bit of welding. It's a great field and it's a great opportunity.
In a classroom down the hall, Nicole Phillips is teaching a workshop on app development.
Today they were able to make an application where you click a button and it'll say whatever they had typed into the screen. This application, it takes code blocks in like a puzzle piece type of way so that intro kids don't have to dive right into computer code.
Along with teaching at the college, Phillips also works as a software engineer for a company in Portsmouth, where she says she's one of only 5 female engineers out of a field of 200.
At first, you're really intimidated. Like, it's just like, oh man, there's just so many men here. And you think, well, maybe they'll treat me different. They really don't. You're just any other person there. And I think it's getting better. We're hiring more females, like, as we're going here.
Well, many of the students here say they're considering careers in STEM fields. Others are looking elsewhere. Syra Jom is a freshman at Salem High School.
I want to become a fashion designer. But this computer stuff can always be helpful for fashion designers because technology is improving, and I'll probably in the future, when I become a fashion designer, have to design clothes on the computer.
And not all of the students here think the program necessarily needs to be limited to just girls. Jessica Chasey is a freshman at Salem High.
I don't know. I think it's kind of weird that they did it like this. I think they could have mixed it, but...
So you don't feel that the environment would be any different if it was co-ed, if there were guys here?
No, not at all.
The New Hampshire High Tech Council partners with the State Department of Education and New Hampshire's community college and university systems to organize the event each year. And there's been no shortage of interest in that program. More than 800 students signed up for the 3 Girls in Technology Days planned across the state this month.